Welcome to the Northern Knits Podcast. We're two friends in fiber who knit, craft, crochet, and talk everything in between. My name is Jocelyn, and my co-host is
Diana.
It is episode 3.17. Don't
I'm
know
snorting
why.
fiber already.
Really? We
Yeah.
just started. All right.
I know.
Well then, while Diana tells you what we're going to cover, I'm going to drink some more of my tea out of my cup because it's freaking sunshine in a cup.
We've got what's in our cup. Did we have cool threads? I don't know. Woolly workings and wool gathering.
I
Forgot
was
to ask about
out
cool threads.
wearing my
Okay.
threads. So,
Cool. We have cool
yes.
threads then. Yeah.
One could say I may have had some threads on that could have been confused for cool.
Yeah. One might occasionally confuse us for cool,
Well,
maybe from a distance.
Well, yeah. Great distance. Because as of May the 1st, we are
It's
6 months
gonna
to
be May.
Halloween. I have put some sunshine lemon tea in my Nightmare Before Christmas mug. 6 months to Halloween. I'm gonna start crafting. I hope you are all ready for Halloween stuff for the rest of till like the 1st of November, because that's gonna happen. Now, I have pointed out to Diana that I am in dire need of more of the sunshine lemon tea that she's brought me before.
All right, I'm gonna have to go back to All
Because
Things Tea and get some lemon. What is it? Lemon sunshine?
lemon, sunshine lemon? It is sunshine lemon. Because A, kudos to having a label big enough I could read the name of the tea. Not always the case. But this is, it's lemon, it's citrus, it's goodness, it is freaking sunshine in a cup, and I only have enough left to make one more large pot of tea, which means I am in dire need of a refill.
Simply will not do.
It will not do. It will not do.
I will have to stop by before I come out again.
I will need more. Well, also, they're a really good tea place, and they make some wonderful teas, so I hope you get into trouble, and sunshine lemon and something else comes, or you see something and you're like, oh my god, we need to try that while you're in town next time, like, I have high hopes. I trust you at a tea shop. You know our flavor profiles.
This is true.
You are good to go.
Caffeinated, uncaffeinated.
Mostly uncaffeinated. I can do some caffeinated teas, but mostly uncaffeinated. Just remember, if it's got hibiscus, it's for you.
Hibiscus and strawberries are for me, yes.
I'm the mint, citrus, nutty flavor person. You're the flower, fruit flavor person. Yep. So long as we keep that in mind, people, we do just fine in tea and coffee shops for each other. What are
Those
you
little
drinking tonight?
baby hairs. Oh my
You
god.
gotta
Little
let it
baby
go.
hairs that
You
are
gotta
like,
let it go.
I know, but that
Like
I
that one
can't.
cat.
Ugh. I decided to be on brand with our Northern Knits podcast cup.
I am usually on brand with the Northern Knits podcast cup. I just felt like it
I
was
know it's
important
rare.
to mark.
I'm on brand. I even, nope, that's the wrong way. I even cleared things off so you can see the thing.
The
It's
thing?
called a tote bag.
There you go.
In the background.
Are you
Words
gonna
are
get there?
hard.
Are you gonna get there?
Yeah, no. No.
No? No? Okay.
Anyway, I made myself a nice cup of cinnamon bun chai rooibos, I think was the full name of that. I don't know where
Okay.
it came from. It was a gift for Christmas, and it was just a small tin that had the name of the tea on it, so I have no idea where it's from.
Mystery
But it was
tea.
the last of it. So it's a caffeine-free red tea that's spicy, cinnamony, rooibos-y.
Wow. Well, that's all the words. All the
I'm
words.
sure that'll be good for the video SEO, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That'll help tons. That'll help tons.
Cinnamony.
I do have some cool threads. I was out and about on the week, and on the Saturday I had the D&D, and I finished my blue skirt.
Do you have it to show off?
No, it's in
I
the
know I
laundry
saw it
to wash.
yesterday, but
It's in the laundry to
well,
wash. Yeah.
fair.
I do need to take the elastic out and shrink the elastic because it's not snug enough. So I need to, at some point, unpick some stitches, pull the elastic out of the waistband, tighten up the elastic waistband, and like, or we'll re-thread it and then tighten up the elastic waistband. So I do have like 20, 30 minutes of hand sewing ahead of me at some point in the future. Probably not right now because I can't be bothered.
Nah.
It is a blue blue background stretchy knit fabric, stretchy jersey knit fabric that I had. It has a really nice big blue flower print on it that I had initially made into a dress for Diana's wedding. Then proceeded to get really sick and drop a lot of weight. But it fit no more. So I took the bodice part off, made a waistband, and turned it into a skirt with an elastic waistband. So it is a pull-on, pull-off jersey knit skirt. You couldn't get more slouchy comfortable if you tried.
It
Like
looked really comfy.
my yoga pants aren't as comfortable as the skirt is.
That's
And
real
it's
comfy.
T length, so it doesn't matter how hard the wind blows in this province. I am not in danger of flushing anything, anyone forever. Any period. And it's got just enough drape on it. It's got a nice swoosh. Not an extreme swoosh, but it's got a nice mild swoosh. So I happily
Mild
wore
swoosh.
a mild swoosh. I happily wore that
Okay.
and my mallow cardigan to D&D on Saturday with my Find Your Facial that I wear like
Nice.
all the time. Like I am picking up the Star Trek yarn. Find your facial, and I am getting back to work on that for the fall because, like, I need two find your facials in my life.
Yes.
So, like, needs to happen. I did take my four cardigan that I finished with me to wear on the way home because the temperature was going to get a bit lower once the sun set, because that's what temperatures do. And I'm literally at the
Usually.
point, usually, I'm wearing a thin t-shirt, a thin skirt, and a pair of slide-on ballet flats. So it's not like I'm hulked out in the clothing department.
See, that sounds like a regular summer outfit for me.
That's spring. And I put the cardigan on
I'm just
top.
perpetually cold.
I put the mallow cardigan on top. And that was perfect going to D&D and sitting down in the basement and doing that. And I just put the four cardigan on the way home. Just tossed it on before I went out. I did have my fingerless mittens in case it was cold and I wanted my fingerless mittens, but I did not. This is my wardrobe, people. It's a skirt, it's a shirt, or a dress, ballet flop, ballets, or flip-flops, because the snow's gone. So it is full-on flip-flop season for Jocelyn. And before anybody gets angry at me, there are like $80 orthopedic approved flip-flops. Foot
Those are some spiffy flip-flops, holy.
surgeons have said these are okay flip-flops, and they properly hold in the front of my foot. So even if I get foot in puddle wet, which the volume of puddles I can walk into is impressive. It's almost like I don't see them.
Almost.
Almost. It still stays firmly on my foot, so I can go walking in those flip flops in heavy rain days and still walk like a normal person. Totally worth the money, in my opinion. It'll hurt when I have to replace them in a couple of years, but you know what? That's fine. You gotta stop playing with the baby hair. It's just not gonna, you got
I
just, you
all
can't
of the
take it.
hair, all
You
of
can't
you
take
know
it.
what? I
It's
don't
just
care
going
anymore.
away.
I don't care anymore. It's up. It's out of the way. I don't care that this is not a good look.
You're
It's
over
out of the
it.
way.
You're
I thought
in.
I'd leave it down and it would
Nope.
look nice, and
Can't.
I can't stand it.
Mine's in a
So this is what we're
ponytail.
doing now.
Mine's just in a ponytail. So this is just
I can't
free
even deal
flowing
with
ponytail though.
ponytails anymore. Like,
It's getting
ugh.
to the point where I have to keep it braided all the time because the ponytails are too heavy.
If
Whatever.
I do a ponytail with my hair, it's like a bun that has a ponytail coming out. That's the only way I can still do it.
Well, yeah, it's because your
And
hair
even
is like
then, my ponytail's
five
still
times
that
longer
long.
than mine.
Okay, no, I can't have this either because it's pulling, because it's heavy. I just can't win today. My hair and me are not friends right now.
You want to braid your hair while I get started by talking about what we're going to do for all Woolly Workings? Because I suspect I have more than you.
Okay. What, how many you got? I thought I
You
was doing
literally
so
just
well with
wrote
my
show notes.
four.
You really just literally wrote show notes.
See, I was doing this thing where I was like setting you up to say the thing so for everybody else.
I have five. I asking question.
I also can't count. Yes, I have five bullet points here.
Awesome sauce. You can't count. I can't remember. I'll just sort of sit here. So I go first. I was right. I go first. All right.
Always.
Swears. I swears. We did some whip sprints. It's delightful. So, of course, I'm going to start with the item I work on during the whip sprint. In a wonderful bag sent by the Ossa.
The Asa? There's only
Yeah,
one?
there is only one. It's like share, it's a whole thing. I have shoved one ball of washed white, brings a little sport weight yarn. And it travels with me. Why does this sport weight yarn travel with me, you say? Because I'm working on my second mellow cardigan. As I wanted a summer version of the DK Barocco vintage that I have in the sort of winter fall weight to me, because it's a bit of a denser knit. So I went up a needle size, and I've got all of this
Oh.
super loosey goosey drapey white fabric going on, and I'm making my first front panel. So of course it's curling as stock now,
I
right?
want to touch it. I know the
It's
garter stitch. I got to squish
so
the garter
drapey.
stitch when I was there before, but I want to squish it again.
So
It
drapey,
looks so
so lovely.
nice. I want to squish
And
it.
I think you could see my marker to mark my progress. So, I mean, I did a lot. I did a lot of progress this week
A few inches. Yeah,
on
yeah.
my front panel. I could have done more if I'd stayed focused. I did not, so it didn't happen. But I am very slowly, and this is my travel bedding because it's literally it's stockinette, guys. It's a free pattern. I'm making the 50 inch sized cardigan, so it'll be baggy on my shoulders, but almost close over my chest. Almost. So I've got 50 stitches on the needle. So like 50 stitches in stockinette. It doesn't take long to do a row. It doesn't take much to do a row. So I'm hoping once the check-ins are done this week, because obviously I do the check-in with Louise on Thursday, and then we have the live monthly craft off on Sunday. I'm hoping that I will have a little bit less deadline knitting on my hands and a little bit more time to get my panels finished. Because I would like to be working on my back panel by the end of the month. I'd like to be done my two front panels this month if I can. Still my first ball of yarn. I've got a ways to go to get this super loose, wonderful, drapey, sheer gauge. I'm working on 6 millimeter needles on a sport yarn. And it's not netting. It's still very clearly.
See, I would definitely be getting like lacy netting kind of vibes if I was doing that on a 6 mil. I
Yeah.
do not understand how we have such drastically different gauges.
Such different
It
gauges.
will
It's crazy
forever baffle me.
pants. But I'm thoroughly enjoying it because all of that breathability and all of that white light weightness to it. Oh, in the summer it's going to be amazing because, again, I live in a flat ancient lake bed. It's wind for days here, folks. If it's a not windy day, you will see us standing on street corners looking confused because we don't understand.
Okay. Are we ready for the super exciting thing from the thumbnail that is a finished object?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
I mean, I am.
If you joined us for our whip sprints on this past Saturday, you'll know that I finally finished the patchwork cardigan. As I sit way back here, let me bring this a little bit closer so I can
Move the
hold
microphone, move
this
the
up
microphone.
so you can actually see it, but you can still hear me. Never mind the inside. I didn't finish the inside especially well, but look at the outside. It's so pretty. There's a microphone in the way there. But look at the outside. It's so pretty. It's just so pretty. It's so textury. It's got baubles. I know when I was putting this together, where's the baubles? That I thought the baubles on the back were going to irritate me, but honestly, I have been wearing this basically all of today, and I forgot that there were baubles in the middle of the back, so they don't bother me in the
At all.
slightest.
Okay. I don't know. I was
Oh.
putting it together and my niece said, that is a really pretty red cardigan. So when I finished mine, it kind of went out the door. As
Struggle, struggle.
many of my acrylic knits tend to do.
So it's done. I can come closer now. Oh. Sorry about the microphone sounds. But it's done and is
I'm sure of
pretty,
that.
and I guess I should talk about the colors. The yarn
Yes, you
was
should.
it was a Karen cake. It was two Karen cakes
Yes.
in pistachio macaron, and then some Loops and Threads Impeccable in navy for the cuffs and hem, because I was not gonna have enough of my original yarn to do the cuffs and hem.
Nope.
And so I think on a live, some people said navy was the right call, and yes, navy was absolutely the right call.
It just
So
dumped my ball of yarn on the floor.
It's done. The sleeves are the right length, and the sweater is like a good length. It's not as big a circumference as I thought it was going to be. Like it doesn't close all the way, which is fine. I just kind of thought it might close all the way, but it doesn't. But whatever, that's fine. I also thought this collar might come down a little bit farther, so I might honestly, because each of these little side bands only took like 20 minutes each.
Yeah.
It's just five rolls of half double crochet.
Yeah.
So I might extend this collar a little bit, just like down just like another half a patchwork square,
Okay.
just so it's a little bit bigger and more dramatic, because it just kind of like hangs out up here and it kind of bothers me slightly.
That's fair. Well, I know for sure you did not gauge swatch.
No, I definitely did not. I just
So
kind of
some of your fit
picked
troubles
up a
might be from
hook and
that.
went.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I suspect, but like the sleeves are the right length.
Well, yeah, that's
So
because you have perfectly normal sized arms, and I don't think your gauge has to be off too terribly much for it to still fit in the sleeves, but be just a touch. You also did an acrylic, like there's no stretch in that.
yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like you're
So,
going to
I don't know.
block it out to
Anyway.
a slightly bigger size.
It's done. I'm happy with it. I took some finished pictures today.
I think it makes excellent that it doesn't close, because then you can wear like a nice big drapey shawl down the front. And
Oh,
it's a
that's also
whole
true.
look. It's a whole look. I know I
This is
happen
a
to be
whole
rocking
look.
it a lot recently.
So, look at me finishing a trendy patchwork crochet cardigan
Early
that
what?
I started
2 years
nearly two
behind the
years
trend?
ago. We're just not going to talk about that. The pattern I used was it was the Winter Patchwork Crochet Cardigan by Crochet with Carrie. It's a free
Yes.
pattern inspired by the Harry Styles cardigan from a couple of years ago that now everybody's been inspired by. I
You
do
know,
not get Gen Z fashion.
the new trend is granny squares, right?
I'm aware that the new trend is
Granny
granny
squares.
squares.
Okay, good.
I have been itching. It's like granny square everything, not the cocoon cardigans so much, but like the granny hexagon cardigans
Yeah.
and granny squares sewn together into cardigans like the one I'm wearing.
Yes.
I have been itching to do a hexagon cardigan, and I have finished a thing. So if I finish for Frog one more thing, I could start that hexagon cardigan.
I know
So
you
I'm sitting here
could,
doing.
if you concentrate, get some concentrated work done, your bandeau could be done this week, and then you could cast on next week.
Ooh. There's a
Yeah.
thought. More crochet! More
More
crochet!
crochet!
Okay, it is too warm in this room for this sweater right now. The window is open, the vent is shut, but between the computer and the lights and the closed door is it's too much.
I have a lightweight, thin black long sleeve shirt on, and a mini dress, and the curtain in the window is still open. Or and my hair is in a ponytail, or I'd be melting to death.
Oh, it's too warm for the sweater. Oh, okay, there's my thing. I have an
Fine.
FO. I've FO'd a thing. No, I'm not going to say that sentence. I was, no.
Had a sentence that was going to go wrong.
I had a sentence that I should not say out loud now that I've actually thought it
Feel
all the
about
way
it.
through.
You're one of those
Yeah.
ones where you have to either commit or let it go. For one of the whip sprints on this Saturday, I sewed my front panels to my back panel on my everyday crochet cardigan. It is another Hey Crochet with Carrie pattern. This one, I modified the pattern a little bit to sew. Mine is not solid, it's in stripes. So the first row of every stripe color change, I did a double crochet through the back loop only to create a little ridge detail as I changed colors. I just thought it smartened up the color change really nicely. So I have done that. And now that I have my shoulders seamed, I can't. Nope, that's just not going to come out right. I can finish my sleeves because now I can see how far down the drop shoulder's going to fall. And once the sleeves are done, I can finish the seaming process. So it's the next step in the seaming process. Is to mark the center of your front and back panel, like where it joins, and the center of your sleeve, and then sew that, and then sew the long length down your arm and down the length of your body. So we are super close to being finished this, because then I have a neckline detailing and I'm done. So we're getting there. Now that I've done the hard parts, the sleeves aren't bad. I just need to finish them. Probably while I'm editing this week, I think. Most of the progress on this was made during editing days. So,
Okay.
probably while I'm editing this week, if I'm honest about it. So this yarn is, as I think about it, I have to remember to say these things. The brown tweed is some chocolate tweed from Erin of Fireweed Fiber Co. And then all of my colored stripes are a different song bird colorways. Also from Erin of Fireweed Fiber Co. In the DK tweed base, which is so freaking squishy, it's gross. It is gross how squishy and pretty it is. But you're up.
Buy this yarn, it's gross.
Guys, you know what I'm talking about. When you have that yarn and it's just so freaking squishy, it's gross. That's what I'm talking about. Somebody out there right now is agreeing with me. I know they are.
It's so squishy. No,
Yes.
fluffy, whatever.
It's so fluffy. So
Yeah.
I watched too many Instagram reels.
Okay.
And I should have sent you this one, and I did not. It was just the general reel. It was a lady on the screen, obviously doing like mimicking, like miming. No.
I can't help you.
Wait, because they don't. You don't talk for the voiceovers, but you mimic the words.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. She was looking and pretending to have a conversation with a guy off screen, and it's like, like you heard the roar of like a. Not creature you should go pet. And she's like, I want to pet the puppy. So like a wolf, right? I want to pet the puppy. And the voice off screen going, don't pet the puppy. That is not new. No. Do not go. And it's like, it's dangerous. And she's like, but danger, floof. And all I could think of was you.
I would want to pet the danger floof.
Would want to pet the danger, floof. I'm like, oh
Of
no.
course, I want to pet the danger
Danger,
floof.
floof. Okay. Sorry. I got so it's what my life is, feed people. I'm seeing Instagram reels. Then going, who can I share this with?
Yes, of course, I want to put the danger floof.
I'm done. You're up.
Okay. What should I talk about?
I have three
I'll talk
more
about this
things to
thing that I'm
go.
working on. I'll talk about this thing right now that I'm working on. I am like one or two rows shy of being ready to do the heels on the Enterprise yarn socks for my dad. I think I lied last week. I thought I was supposed to knit to the dotted line on my foot form. And that was a lie. I was supposed to knit to the solid line on my foot form, and I have not worked on these socks all that much this week. So I'm still one or two rows shy of actually starting the heel on these socks. But I have nearly half a sock. Well, nearly two nearly half socks. That's what I'm trying to say. So two at a time socks. I'm going to do a fish lips kiss heel because I haven't done that in a while. And the yarn is it's from Fireweed Fiber Co. And this colorway is oh, I have it right here. It's been a long road, is this one, this sock set. So it's the main color is all sorts of blues and like periwinkle and like a little bit of navy and all the nice enterprisey blues with a nice green contrast.
Excellent.
So that's where that's at. I'm working on that as we record so that next week I can hopefully say, hey, look, I have two sock heels done and I'm just whooshing my way up the leg.
Whoosh.
These socks are not going to take 6 months like the last pair.
Good.
That's the goal. They're not going to take 6 months, however long the Red Wings Blackbird socks took.
Oh, they took a while.
They took a long time.
Oh.
These ones are taking less time. I don't remember when exactly I started these.
Not that long ago.
No, I feel like it was only about a month ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's your turn.
In sock news, the snow globe sock,
Sock.
number two, snow globe sock, is finally got a little bit of baby ribbon going on, just a smidge. I'm finally into the ribbing. This was another whip sprint, so I got me a sacky sack because I go toe up. I don't even have a quarter inch of ribbing, guys. I have 2 rounds of ribbing. So, a little bit to go before I get to the 1 inch. I only ever do 1 inch of ribbing on my socks. I don't do the full 2 inches of ribbing. I've never done the 2 full inches of ribbing. I don't like ribbing enough to do 2 inches of ribbing for a sock. 1 inch holds a sock up. I'm done. So 1 inch of 2x2 ribbing, and then my second sock will be done. When will I get it completed? I don't know. I am excellent at putting off ribbing. I am a pro at putting off ribbing, so we will see how this goes. The snow globe sock colorway is obviously an Erin of Fireweed Fiber Co. sock club way, and it's a beautiful shades of blue. Beautiful shades of icy blueness.
Need to
And
test my
not
sock.
what I'm working on while we record. What I'm working on while we record is more of my front panel.
Don't mind the sound of a cardboard foot being stuffed inside a knit sock to see if I've actually finally, maybe actually knit enough.
They do
Oh
that
my gosh,
thing.
I have!
Okay. Like you do that
Look.
thing or sometimes where you do every row and it takes forever for you. Oh, good. You're
Yeah,
ready to start
okay.
a heel.
It's crooked now, but there we go.
Excellent.
It just, there we go. Oh, okay, I'm ready for a heel now.
Good.
Which means I have to work on something else while we record. It's a good thing I have that other project
It's good
sitting
to have
here
another project,
waiting
yeah.
for this very moment.
You're good
How
to go.
convenient is that?
Very convenient. I have two left.
Almost like I planned. I also have two things left. I guess I can talk
Perfect.
about this thing that I have just picked up that I'm about to work on.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, Progress Keeper, which you cannot see on this very loud yarn, but trust me, it's about 2.5 rows back. I did not make very much progress on the Spring Valley Bandeau this week. That is okay, because I finished a sweater. That's
It's
where all my
true.
time went.
You did. All your time?
Well, not all my time, but a lot of my time went to finishing a sweater.
Whip sprint time went to finishing a sweater.
Okay, if I'm being perfectly honest, it took 3 whip sprints, which is 25 minutes times 3, and one of those was one that I ripped out and did again. So, like,
Yes.
one of those whip sprints doesn't even count because I just did it wrong the first time. So, it took me literally 1 hour
Yes, of
to
work.
finish. Less than an hour, even, because I finished the second sprint early. Finished that cardigan. Gosh darn it. Whip
There's
sprints are so good for making. For being realistic with yourself.
Yeah, I
But
know.
also really bad for being realistic with yourself.
We're keeping you honest. We're keeping you honest.
Yes, that's the phrasing I'm looking for. Anyway, this is the Spring Valley Bandeau by
Knits and knots.
Knits Knots. Thank you, yes. It's a free pattern. It's single crochets and chain ones. And you make a rectangle and then you sew it together into a tube. And so I'm gonna have a really nice tube with its rainbow colors for Pride Month.
That electric
Yes,
zebra.
electric zebra from Ginger Snap That.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mike, I'm sorry. She made some freaking stunning yarn. You need to talk about the yarn.
It's gonna look so good.
What's
I'm
even
so
better
excited.
is I think they're going to Gathering Threads. So everybody who's in and around Edmonton who's going to be at Gathering Threads this weekend can actually
Yes.
see and squish the yarn in person. So jealous.
Go find
So
some Ginger Snap That yarn.
jealous. Oh, so jealous.
They also
So
make great
many.
bags.
They do. They do. Yeah, you
That's
got your
the
dinosaur.
nope.
Your dinosaur bag.
Yeah.
Your pink Triceratops.
My pink Triceratops bag in the background there
Yeah.
is also Ginger Snap That. Anyway. So nothing much to report. It's still gorgeous. And I am coming into the ends of the yarn. It's very
Beautiful.
squishy, the amount of yarn that I have left,
So I'm
like a
right.
third at best.
If you put another 2 or 3 hours in this week, you're done.
Theoretically, yeah. Wouldn't that be fancy?
You could have
Can I
two
have
FOs. You could have
finishes two?
2 weeks
Oh
in a
gosh.
row.
2 weeks in a row? Is that allowed? Is that allowed?
I
I
mean,
don't know
I
if
do
that's
it,
allowed.
so I think it's allowed.
Okay. Oh, my hook is. My lovely, come on, focus not on my face. Okay, well, it's very blown out, but this is my lovely ergonomic hook from Two Piece Hooking. It's got a little Pac-Man ghostie on it and the nice little the little nubblies on the handle for grip. It's nice. It's very descriptive. It's nice.
Yes.
Okay, by nubblies, I mean like silicone rubbery
Beads.
balls to make beads. Beads are, yes, to make the hook bigger for gripping so you're not like straining your muscles holding tiny little hooks. Not that a 3.5 mil hook is particularly tiny.
Like
But
I
you know
have a
what?
hook
Every
that's
little bit helps.
I have a hook that's 1.75 millimeters.
Oof.
It's
I've never
positively
made anything
dainty.
that small in
But they're
crochet.
my great grandmother's crochet hooks, so
I find myself having to look down now. Oh dear.
oh dear.
This is this is the problem with crochet. I haven't quite learned how to do that without looking yet.
Oh well, I mean, I still look at crochet stuff too, so it's fine. All right, in the realm of crochet, and because if you don't know, we're obsessed with Hey Crochet with Carrie yet. Hey, we're obsessed with Hey Crochet with Carrie. We really like a lot of her stuff. Her, what is it? Her design aesthetic speaks to us. It does.
Yes.
It just
I
does.
think between the two of us, we probably want to make absolutely every pattern she's ever published.
Pretty darn close. Pretty darn close. I cast it on Monday, the spring mesh sweater. It is a pullover sweater in a wonderful open weave design. I'm doing mine in some noble cotton that I got from Diana as the payment for her Lacy Petals cardigan I made for her earlier this year. And I am making my way up my
You're
back panel. It is supposed to be an oversized drapey cardigan, I or pullover, and I am making it oversized drapey pullover in a beautiful mesh pattern. That is dastardly easy to memorize.
It looks more complicated than it probably is, but it looks so good.
It is so easy, and yeah, it looks way more complicated than it is. So I need to keep track of how much yarn I'm using. So I'm going to start by making a front panel and a back panel. With one, like I'm gonna make the whole ball and see how many inches I get, because my row gauge is always off. Doesn't crochet knitting, my row gauge is always off. I'm gonna see where I am at 100 grams, so that I can estimate how much I'm going to need to keep in reserve for sleeves. Because at that point, I can drape the cardigan on me to see how far down the drape shoulder is gonna go, right? Because I don't want full length sleeves on this. I'm not a full length sleeve person. But this red with my black tank tops and my white tank tops and my capris and my summer skirts and stuff,
That's gonna look so good.
she looks so good. So the noble cotton I got from our local yarn store, and it is, I'm doing one skein at a time, because of course I am. Let's pull the one that isn't falling apart.
The one that looks pretty still.
Yeah, so some Cascade noble cotton.
Such a pretty color.
Such
I
a
like
pretty
that
color.
color.
So it's working out really well. I'm quite happy with it.
Don't mind me making faces at my crochet.
And I think I'm gonna be comfortable not doing the full 30 inches because cotton drapes so badly. This lace is gonna open up like crazy. This lace, like even if I'm gently pulling on it, I'm gaining almost an inch and a half.
Oh goodness. Yes,
Just
that's
by
going to get
gently tugging
real
it.
long in a hurry.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to stop at like 25, 26. Run it a touch short so that when it blocks, I'm blocking it like 28, 28, 29, which will be plenty long enough to be at the right length for a little French tuck, that sort of deal.
I like where this is going.
So slow progress. If I had focused this week and I'd had the energy to do it and I didn't have deadline stuff, I could have finished the cardigan this week.
Oh my goodness.
You are lucky I have deadlines. Oh, big, huge deadlines right now. Otherwise, it'd be a problem. There you go. I've got one thing left to talk about, which means you're up.
I believe I do as well. What haven't I talked to? Oh, I haven't talked about this thing. So I casted on a swatch for a concept, and that doesn't, in my mind, count as a new project. So I didn't have to finish or frog anything to cast on a swatch, in my opinion. So I had the notion, I wonder if that fire truck would just hurry up and go past so that it wasn't making noise. Okay.
Dear.
It's really loud. I'm not sure if it came through at all, but it was really loud on my end.
Nope.
Okay. I wanted to know if a knitted QR code would be readable. So I'm
Yes.
knitting a QR code, is
Okay.
where I'm going with this. And obviously, this won't be scannable right now because it's only half a QR code. But for the not very much work I've put into it, it's coming along reasonably quickly. I learned, this is giving me hope that scannable knitted QR codes are absolutely a thing. On Stitch Fiddle, there's
Yes.
just an option for making a pattern out of a QR code. Like it'll just generate it all for you within the app, which makes me think that this very much is a thing that will work. And so what I want to do with this concept is make another patchwork sweater, but every patch is a different QR code that links to a meme.
I look forward to making one as one of your testers for my niece to have.
Oh my gosh.
Because I feel if there's anybody who would enjoy having a QR code
So,
sweater that is actually functional, it would be my niece.
like, wouldn't that just be amazing?
Yeah, it'd be so much fun. So much fun.
So I was hoping to have the swatch done today, but that didn't happen. I made bread and did laundry and, domestic things instead.
You mean you
So
got up
next
and
week.
took care of the work so you could live?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very annoying that way, having to do adult chores and stuff so that you have like a clean house and clean clothes and bread.
Yeah.
I mean, I could just go buy bread, but fresh bread.
Fresh bread is way better homemade.
Fresh bread. Fresh bread, it's just not that much work.
It's really not.
Anyway, so the goal for next week is to have a finished swatch that I can hopefully hold up and people can scan and tell me if it works.
Oh,
I'm
I
not going to
can't
tell you what the QR code links to
wait.
because it'll be funnier this way.
I can't wait. 'Cause guess what you get to teach me how to do? Use a QR code.
In theory, you just open up your camera app. And it'll just appear at the bottom of the screen.
Okay. I'm
In
willing to give it
theory.
a try. We'll see how the accessibility modifications make it work.
We shall see. I may also have
We
to
shall
consult Mr.
see.
Diana because he's got the same phone as you.
That's fair. It's true, he does. That
Hello?
said, are you using it?
Hi. Oh, I thought I smelled bacon. Oh, I have been gifted fresh peanut butter cookies.
Hi, Chris.
Okay. I'm really happy now. It's fresh peanut butter cookies. We're talking about bread. I'm like, man, I feel like I smell bread, but that must be all just in my mind. Because I
Yes.
just must really want bread. No, it was peanut butter cookies I was smelling. I was smelling something. I'm not crazy.
Okay,
There
good.
is no concern, only cookies.
No more concern. All right, I continued making granny squares for the coffee table cover up. I didn't get very far. I only made two stacks of 11 this week. For now, guys, only two. But that means I'm on to the final Karen cake of granny squares.
Not there to stack
Final
them on my
Karen
head this
cake.
time.
You are not.
Very
So
distressing.
this isn't, again, it's another one of these things that I just have to get some deadline work stuff finished so that I can just spend a day focusing. Like if I could commit Monday and do like a full 8 to 10 hours of crafting, which is what I tend to do in a day. Because I work in it, right? So by the time I'm sitting down in the evenings to knit or crochet for fun, I've already been doing it for 6 to 8 hours. I could be done this coffee table throw. I could be done my snow globe socks, and I could be done the everyday crochet, everyday cardigan. All I need is one less deadline thing. And 3 days of work for fun. And I could be done some stuff. Boy, that would be lovely. Am I super worried if I don't get there? No, just imagine the yardage for this for Stash Dash.
Yeah, when does that start? That's soon.
26th of May.
26th of May. Okay, so I should hold off finishing everything until the 26th of May.
No. No. You only set yourself reasonable, human, realistic goals, like a kilometer.
I think I can do a little bit better than a kilometer, maybe. I don't know. I'll have to look at what's close to being finished.
I'm the one that's like 10 or 15K or up, right? Like I'm the one who's like roots to several football stadiums worth of knitting. Crochet in 3 months. I set huge goals. And that's my happy place. So I also don't know what color I want the border to be, because I'm going to take all the squares that I've made, and I only made 7 stacks of 11, so 77 squares. And I have to lay them out on the floor in my living room and play the make a good color flow match game, and then pick what color of yarn I want to have as the stripe of color in between all of them. So there's still
Right.
some decisions to happen. So we shall see. I'm not entirely sure what's going on with that yet. However, it is cotton, so I could enter it into the Cozy Up Knits Spring Cotton Along, which runs till
Ooh.
sometime in June, I believe. So Akka does a thing. Akka does a thing. But random Karen Cakes, literally one of Karen Cakes I've had in my collection, because the wonderful Susanna sends me Karen Cakes because she knows I love them. She's not wrong. I do love a good Karen Cake, and they make great things. So I'm very happy. Yeah, so good. So good. So good. Very happy. But that is my last project. Apparently, I have
Right, that
ringing in my
is,
ear.
oh, delightful. That is my last project.
Oh, it's good. It means we're on to wool gathering.
And our unscripted Patreon ad,
True story.
for which no one has submitted new words yet. So,
Nope.
aha. Ha ha
If that
ha.
is your evil mastermind cackle, we're gonna practice that. We're gonna practice that.
I can't even be a henchman with that one.
Nope.
I can't even be like the henchman's henchman with that one.
No. I need to talk to my sister because she can cackle like those witch toys in Walmart.
That's terrifying.
I need to learn how she does that, because I want to be able to witch cackle like that.
Oh gosh.
That'll be so good. So good. Halfway to Halloween, folks.
Halfway to Halloween. Happy
Oops.
halfway to Halloween.
You better
Appreciate that
believe
corner after.
there's already talk of crafting projects for the year for Halloween. We are in it. We are in it to win it. And I'm doing a hard flip. I'm doing a hard flip. I am making Halloween and Christmas one season. And I'm letting go of my Christmassy stuff, and it's gonna Halloween, and then the tree's gonna come out, and it's gonna be a Halloween tree. That's it. That's what I'm doing.
I like this plan. I endorse this plan wholeheartedly.
That's what I want to do. And I'm done doing a slow transition. We're just hard flipping this year. So I'm buying so
Do it.
many silly little skeleton things from Walmart in September. I may have to take you guys with me.
Oh my gosh, yes. You definitely should do that.
May have to be bonus content for Patreon. Come shopping with me, my niece, and my sister while we get into trouble at Halloween centers.
Gosh, yes. Yes, that would be amazing bonus content.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun.
Live stream.
Jeez. No, I don't think my sister or my niece are ready for that. So good.
I split a stitch
No, I mean, there's
and it's in
potential, because
markers.
we could stick the brother-in-law behind the camera and he could read the questions.
Oh, there you go.
Guys, I have an outside inflatable Jack the Skeleton that sits on my freezer every year. Sorry.
And confirm.
And I still inflate him. Just need to make some of the Halloween stuff Christmassy. So, I gotta crochet Christmas hats for my cats.
Mean decorative cats, right? Not the real
Yes.
cat.
Not the, but
Okay, the
she
real
doesn't
cat,
dress up.
no.
I have
Yeah,
decorative
I was
black
very confused for a
decorative.
second.
I have decorative black cats. Yeah.
Took a minute.
Right.
If for some reason you would like to financially support these shenanigans, you may do so at patreon.com/northernknitspodcast. Any level of support gets you access to our patron-only Discord server, where we are active at all hours of the day and the night. Doing all manner of things and talking about all manner of stuff and enabling each other into purchasing and starting all of the things, but also cheering when we actually do finish things and gushing over the pretty, pretty, pretty finished things.
Okay, that was you committed. I'm very
I
proud of
did.
you.
I did the thing. Words came out of my face. It's your turn.
We have several different levels for Patreon members. Everyone gets free access to spontaneous bonus content. It is spontaneous because we don't even know when we're posting it. Everybody at Deuce gains it up, gets different content. They primarily get access to the e-knitted once a month. But as always, we super understand that budgets are a real life thing. If you cannot financially support us, always commenting, liking, subscribing, and following us here as well as on other social media platforms is a great way to interact with us. If you tag us, we see it, we come, we look, we peruse. If you want to tag Diana specifically, let me know. I will track her down. Trust me. I will pester her till she replies that she has gone and looked.
Yes,
I can't.
that is how this works.
I will hunt her down for you guys. I have no problems with this. Sometimes I've been hunted down to go hunt you down.
My goodness.
So that's a thing that
I'm sorry, I'm such a terrible lurker. Or rather, I'm very good at lurking, which is very bad
Very bad, yeah.
for an online personality. It's not very online.
No.
I.
Oh,
Hair
so
is
good.
the bane of my existence today. I know you can't see it, but there's like three little hairs that are
I
just
can't, like,
right here, and
you
I
just,
can't. I just.
yep. I don't know what it is that's causing you such a
It's
problem. But you are
because they're
being.
going floop, and they're just like poking me in the side of the nose. Happy
Does that
place.
help?
Then.
The whole line down your face thing, is that a calming meditative
I don't know.
technique?
Yes, sure. I don't know.
I'm
I'm
lazy.
trying to do a thing that fits in frame.
I would have just taken a bobby pin and pinned them to the side of my head I want them to go to.
Well, but see, that would have required some like thoughts and the acquisition of a bobby pin.
Ah, oh, boy. Guys, we are starting a new month. So that means there are dates for things. Since next Sunday will be the first Sunday in May, we will be live, which means this coming Thursday, from your perspective, will be the monthly check-in with me and Louise. She'll have to tune in to see how I've done on my Ursina and how Louise has done on her challenge for the month. Then we will have voting on Friday and Saturday for the live on Sunday, where we will check in to see how I have done with my summer breeze and how Diana has done with her prompts Diana for pattern project.
Oh, for the craft off, as was the dinosaur one, is called Fossil Frenzy. The Fossil Frenzy tea.
I have to remember two of my own. You have to remember your own. You're on your own with that. I can't. I vote and I file
Like
it in the
dinosaurs.
forget.
No, that doesn't help. It's not the name of the pattern. The dinosaurs, the dinosaurs.
So we've got those things going on. Then we've got our usual, at some point during the month for fun, occasionally on Wednesday evenings or Tuesday evenings, you will see us pop on live and we will do some Stardew Valley gaming. Why? Because we like to farm. Well, Dinah likes to complain about farming, and I like farming, so I make her play.
Jocelyn plants a whole bunch of seeds, and I try not to blow them up with cherry bombs and complain about it the whole time.
We have goals. She likes spending the money it makes, so.
I also like going to the mine and killing the slimes
Ah,
and not
so
farming.
good. Not farming. We are going to do the second last Saturday of the month will be the e-knitting for the Patreon members. The last Saturday of the month is going to be the whip sprints for the month. And Literally on the 6th, we're going to do a State of the Whip update for everybody. So those events will all start on Saturdays at noon Manitoba time or Central Sa Daylight Savings time for everybody. For the State of the Whip, it is literally us checking in to see how our whips are doing and the prep work for Stash Dash, because Stash Dash starts on the 26th of May and it's a big thing that is run by the Knit Girls. I participate every year for fun. And it's I again because I love choose your own adventure, choose your own challenges, and it's right up my alley. So those things are going on. We are also entering very quickly into the last month for the spring Knit With Us.
Yeah, this thing.
This thing, it will run till the summer solstice, which means somewhere around the 20th of May, we enter our last 30 days. So if you are still looking to join, or you have joined, finished your project and want to make a second one and do a sneaky, sneaky second, now's the time. Now's the time. I may have cast it on a mallow cardigan, hoping to get it done before the 20th of June, so I can pretend count it as a spring equinox cast
Or
on.
why not?
Why not? So that is going on. Oh, I think that's it. I think that's oh. Yeah, no, because Gathering Threads is this weekend. So people will be getting ready
Yep,
for
Gathering
that.
Threads is this weekend.
Super jealous we can't go. It's
Yeah.
fine. It's fine.
Too many
That's
weddings
fine.
this year.
Too much is going on this year and other things. And then right after that, a lot of people will be going to Montreal Knit City. So like there's a lot of stuff.
Oh, I'm sad I can't go to
Going on
that one
this
either.
year.
All these gosh darn weddings.
I'm hoping next year you get a break so we can do some knitting things.
Well, I'm running out of unmarried friends, so.
It improves my odds, is all it does, is it improves my odds.
The unmarried friend supply is running low.
Which is good. Good. It means you might get the lull, and then there'll be baby showers and things, but those you don't have to attend, you can send gifts from a distance.
A good visiting excuse, though.
Sure. Not for me.
Well, I mean, they'd all be happening in Manitoba where everybody is, so
So
it's good for and a
that's
good excuse for visiting everybody else.
that. All right. In which case, if you don't recall anything else, we're done for the day.
I do believe we are done then.
Sweet. Which is perfect because I'm just finishing my tea.
Excellent. I'm gonna go shave my head. No, I'm not actually. I'm not actually going to do that. I'm going to do something with this, though. Oh my God.
Going to say until next week, I'm Jocelyn.
I'm Diana.
I know better where your week takes you. Don't forget to
Don't
knit.
forget to knit.
Go deal
It's
with
so
your
bad.
hair.
Oh
Oh,
God.
my word.